What if I told you, at the age of 5 or 6, you remember having lived in a big house? There were a couple of levels and sections of the house, a mango tree in the backyard, a huge garden. Pictures of this house exist that show my grandmother in the garden and around several areas on the property. This was my mom's childhood home. She remembers all the details. It was enough house for 4 kids and their parents, and maybe even an aunt that lived in the house. I've been picking over these pictures and obsessing over them in the hopes to identify more of the house in present day. And then let me tell you, after about 65 years, you wonder if it's possible to find this house again, to see it one more time. Time is not exactly long, but not short either. There are any records, only an old address. We will attempt to find this beautiful house. From Southeast Asia, this is Social Dragonfly, a podcast about an assortment of topics, but for these special episodes, about my trip overseas in March 2023, and I'm your host, Andrew Lee. One Gong Da Leap. Gong Da Leap 1? Or is it one Gang Da Leap? Gang Da Leap 1? Addresses in Indonesia are not straightforward. Not for an American like me trying to figure out this address in Jakarta. My mom grew up there long ago. She was 5 or 6 years old when her family moved from their family home. My sister-in-law did her Googling and found a house in Jakarta that sort of resembled the house. Checking Google Street View, I did the same. The front of the house looked similar. The twin pointy roofs looked really close, but also didn't look like the house. It's been 70 years. So that makes sense. What could have been a single-level detached home in the 1950s in Jakarta could be very, very different in 2023. For one, it's probably not standing alone after so much time. It's not hard to believe this because it's a city that has been increasing in population. In 1955, the reported population was almost 2 million. In 1960, 2.6. 1970, 3.9. 1980, 5.9. 1990, 8.1. 2000, 8.3 million as it looked like it stabilized, but it slowly increased to 9.6 million in 2010, and then over the rest of those years until 2023, it stands now at about 11.2 million. It's expected to increase to 13.6 million by 2035. However, you count the urban area that also includes the satellite cities of Bogor, Dubak, Tangerang, South Tangerang, and Bekasi, it has an estimated population of 35 million as of 2021, making it the largest urban area in Indonesia and second largest in the world after Tokyo. But back to the house. If it's true the house, due to overpopulation, if it was a freestanding house by itself, it's probably not going to be that way after 70 years. There's going to be adjacent houses or buildings or shacks or whatever that sit right next to the house, making it tougher to find. This is a trip that I've been planning for a while, and very early on, I knew I had to get some help. I was also looking for a tour guide to help us around Jakarta because riding public transportation, aside from this age of COVID and confined spaces, I don't really feel good about going from place to place without a car. It just makes sense, and it won't cost that much in retrospect because my money in Indonesia is going to go farther. So I consulted a few tour guides, and one works out, who's extremely attentive and is willing to do some of the legwork to verify a few things in Jakarta for me. His name is Idu, and he owns Java Private Tours. He asked about where I got the address in a Google Street View image that I sent him. He asked for pictures of that house used to look like, and we provided them so he can show people there if there's any memory of the house. He thinks my mom clearly remembers that address. It's part of a neighborhood called Bekasi, and though it's changed a bit in the actual address, if accurate, he will look into finding the history of the house. That might require talking to the village elders, leaders, to see the history of the house. About a week later, he tells me that he's not sure it's the house. It's a very common story of the family's homeowner being Chinese. The architecture is similar, but ultimately the house might not be it. My aunt, who was born in the 1950s in Jakarta, was far too young to remember anything, has an idea and some photos taken of her siblings at a photo studio. That studio is called Moon Palace Studio. The hope is maybe the studio, or what it is today, can be located and thus verify the location and the proximity to the house nearby, because the family would go there for photos. Another idea my aunt had is to also locate the maternity house that she was born in, which would also be in close vicinity of the house, as they would not venture very far from the house for the birth of my aunt. Only thing was that the maternity house would have the name Jakarta in it. There were maternity houses or a similar hospital that could fit this description, but might not be close to the Bekazi house that we were interested in. Still, it's another thing that we'd check when we would be in town. The guy eventually goes to the house and finds a bit of info from the village elders in the area, the village elders whose grandparents used to live on the same street. They found out the house has changed ownership 3 times. It used to be owned by a Chinese person who was quite rich. One owner was the father of an Indonesian film actress. And right now, it's currently owned by some person who doesn't really want to answer the door, because the guy might be avoiding debt collectors. I have to mention, these houses do not look extravagant anymore. The homes are slightly dilapidated. There's a lot of rust, broken panels, and lots of dirt and filth. I hesitate to call Jakarta a third world country now, because the amount of disorder and shovelness in the buildings is hard to not notice. The village elder will approach the owner to see if they can tour the house when we arrive. And hopefully that brings back some memories. But the whole time he was skeptical it was not was the house or not. I mean, talking about the tour guide. Because he usually works with paper evidence to track these things down. Ultimately, the village leader is able to let us visit when we're in town, and he got in contact with the person. My aunt is excited that there is a potential that this is the house, which makes me excited. That also makes me fear that this will be disappointing if it's not really the place. Going into this trip, I thought we found the house rather easily. It looks like it, plus the 70 years of living in deterioration age. Some elements of the house exist of the house in the Google Street View. The roof looks the same. The layout of the house sort of looks the same. But as we begin to peel back the layers of the onion, we start to notice more things that are off. One, it's in the wrong part of town. Two, the family wasn't exactly that rich back when my mom was a toddler. My grandfather owned a batik store. Batik's a type of garment where the designs are hand-painted and applied on the garment, creating a very intricate pattern design. So there are doubts that this rich Chinese man that owned the house is really my grandfather. And again, number three, the house again is not exactly in Jakarta. It's in West Java, Bekazi. And four, the maternity house that my aunt was born in is quite far from this Bekazi house. All these findings add more doubt that it is the house. I guess we'll have to go and find out. So how do you feel about going to Jakarta?
I feel like going home.
Like right now?
No, fine.
Like, do you think you ever were going to go back, you think?
Depend, I don't know. I'm not there yet.
How do you feel about going to Jakarta right now?
How you feel going to Jakarta? She's exciting. I'm only exciting.
I can't imagine going someplace that you haven't seen in like so many years.
Yeah, it's just a strange way. More than half a century.
Do you keep up to what's happening there, like nowadays, like before
sort
this trip?
Of, yeah, sort of.
I saw those videos, you showed me those videos of how overcrowded it looks and stuff.
It's like the traffic is scary.
Yeah.
Usually it's not much. You know, it's already someone's chair.
Mm-hmm.
The driver is in the back.
But those little chuck chuck, or those little carts and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you see my ice cream jar
scooter, the scooters.
It's the have the driver. It's three wheel, mm-hmm. and then the driver in the back, the customer in the front, like going like that. It's so relaxing. And we eat ice cream.
I share with you that we're gonna take like a larger car. Excuse me. It's like the car we took from this airport to downtown. It's like that's almost that kind of size. Not like a van, but like a mid-sized SUV. It's gonna like just drive us in that all the time. Do you think that's our house?
Huh?
Do you think that's your house?
I hope so. I don't know.
Like, what do you think? Like, 50-50? Because I've been thinking it's 50-50.
Well, even I told myself already, even that it's not, so don't be so disappointed.
It looks close enough. I've asked many people what they think, if they think it's the same house or something.
I don't have the picture, the new one.
You have the picture. You sent me the picture, Paul. My grandmother.
No, I mean the new one.
The new one is just a Google Street View. I showed you what they look like. He might think it. The tour guide thought maybe might be, but he was doing all his research, asking the older people that lived in that village for a long time to see if he remembered.
I haven't seen the Google one.
I'll show you Google Street View. Just don't remember what it looked like. I'll show you in a second, but maybe I can show you now.
It's gonna. You're in the plane.
No, I still have it. You can see it. You've already seen the picture of this.
Maybe I just forgot.
This is like this one. This is the Google Street View of it. I already showed you this. Side by side, it could be the same thing.
Let me see again.
That's what Vivian found by looking at your address and stuff.
No, that's in the. Java or whatever, Vivian Van Gogh.
This is Picasso, or sort of Picasso or something.
Vivian Gogh is wrong, Andrew.
Well, this is the only address that we kind of like would find. We gave the person the address to look up, and they got the same kind of address too. Based on your 5-year-old memory of what that address is, which is very, very vague. There is no other address. I asked them, what do you do? If I give you the address. This is the one.
Yeah, I know, but the address isn't. It's not Wayne. It's concrete. Gandali Satu. You know, because I heard Popo mentioned that many Gandali.
Yeah, okay, so you also remember it too. But yeah, we gave that address to them to try to figure out what it is. And they came to the same conclusion also, I believe. It might be that one too, but no one knows because you don't have any other information. But the architecture, I'm just saying, resembles each other, sort of.
You think it looks the same?
The architecture looks like the short fence in the beginning.
I don't see the house.
This is 7 years again, but just the short fence, the architecture on the top, the slanted roof.
Where's the roof?
The roof is like slanted down like that. This is just a picked part of the picture. You can only see so much in the Google Street View. But just like looking at it, it could be the same. The tour guide showed a picture of what it looked like before and what it looks like now. The guy was standing in front of it also in a video. So it's just a lot of like guesswork, unless you can remember more than just an address. We asked like the hospital, the maternity hospital too. We asked all that stuff too. We did a lot of research. Most of this research.
Maternity hospital.
have like a 50-50, maybe greater 50-50 chance that might be
it. It's not.
Just right now, just seeing if
my body, okay.
How you feel about it. The person that lives there doesn't want to come out, or maybe they like convince them to maybe come out.
I feel peace. Mm-hmm. I don't force, or try too much.
Please note, in the following clip, we hear from our tour guide, who is actually a different person than Edu. His name is Ed Redewan. Edu had like an emergency with his family and couldn't be the actual tour guide for our trip.
Oh, Sukarno.
Yeah, this is
Sukarno.
The statue of the Sukarno.
It is Sukarno?
Yeah, I remember the hat. He's always with
the... Wearing the like kopiah.
Kopiah,
like black hat. Yeah, Sukarno and Hatta. This is like two person. So, Andrew, also you born here or?
No, Andrew in the United States.
Born
Andrew
is born American.
Anak saya.
It's
American born.
American born. Yeah. So which state is staying?
California.
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 Yeah. Popular city. Yeah.
It's a popular city. Lots of people.
A lot of song with the title California. It's like Welcome to the Hotel California.
You know the Eagles.
Yeah. And then Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Yeah, Californication.
Because I love music.
Yeah,
when I was
awesome.
In school, I make a group and play a music band. Yeah,
band.
I play a drum.
Oh, yeah, drum group. Yeah.
Lot of songs popular from
US.
United States. Yeah, from
yeah.
Bon Jovi, Westlife. Okay, now this is the area of still the
airport.
Yeah, soon we will go to the highway toll.
Oh.
But it's something good for you for information about the highway toll. Long time ago, the highway toll we use manual transaction. For example, I don't know in United States highway toll you must pay.
Oh yeah, toll fee.
Yeah, you have to pay.
Bridge, we have to pay.
Here you have to pay too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Yeah. But in the beginning, we use manual with the cash money, and then we got some receipt. And then since money time happening, so it's happened about, sorry to say, about corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, in the day, for example, the management said maybe about 1,000 car come to the highway toll, but they put
500.
Only 500.
And then the other
and
one
the rest
into
is
their
like,
pocket.
You know, yeah.
Oh,
but now
good.
Our government already changed the system, so now we use the card.
Okay.
This is simple card. So we tap, and then the money goes directly to bank.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, no
but
one's,
you just make sure they don't take it
that's
too.
Good. Yeah.
Maybe they take that.
Yeah, this is like much better, and then we got receipt, and the money goes directly to bank. This is like system much better about Indonesian government now. Yeah, and also the infrastructure is here. Maybe when you were here, there's nothing yet like this.
No.
But now a lot of development much better. But one thing about the land of the Jakarta, have you heard that our
sinking?
Yeah.
And then you have to move.
That's
to
why
the
I have to come back before it sink.
Yeah, before it sink.
Yeah. They said 2045 Ponia.
Yeah, 2024 next year. Step by step.
So what you guys gonna do? You have to move.
But no, you're swimming.
We move to the mountain.
I send you a swimming hat.
But don't worry, we have. I myself, I live in Bogor. You know Bogor.
Bogor.
Is higher than Jakarta.
Oh, you don't live here. You live in
Bogor. Yeah, I don't live here. I already moved there.
How about Abby?
Yeah.
You buying your boat yet?
Yeah, I live in Jakarta.
Oh, then Jakarta. You have to be prepare your boat, okay?
Yeah, you have to prepare though.
But his parents stay in the middle Java.
Oh, Jawa. That's okay then.
Jawa, in Malang, you know Malang?
Oh, Malang, yeah.
Yeah. Java.
It's Java, sorry, yeah. It's Java. Jawa.
So you are safe?
Yeah, sure.
And then continuing play, and then you okay.
Okay, yes, about the land sinking. So scientists said that every year, this land goes down 25 centimeters.
Yeah, I heard that.
Every single year.
Every single
that's why
year.
I'm scared. I said, oh, wow. I have to go back there and look at it before it completely, before it's gone.
Yeah. That's why government already taken action, yeah.
I saw they gonna move the capital, huh?
Yeah,
I saw Krakatoa,
Borneo, right? Yeah.
No, so Kalimantan, sorry.
The island. Oh, Kalimantan, Kalimantan.
Kalimantan, Borneo.
Borneo, yeah.
If you see the map, Kalimantan location is in the middle, in the central.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
So some people agree because that's more fair, because Indonesian capital city in the central, this is more fair.
They don't need to fight.
That's correct. But because maybe in the beginning, people mostly live in Java Island. So the first president Sukarno, in the beginning, has idea to put in the Kalimantan, but their friends not agree because people in Java more, I mean a lot of people stay in Java, so they choose Java.
Oh.
And now back again planning to Kalimantan.
My father was born in Java.
Yeah, in which
Java.
I mean which city?
I don't remember. My father, too long.
I see. In West Java maybe, in West Java.
It's a long time ago.
That's why it's been very difficult, a mystery, to find out where their house used to be.
We are here, Pilo and my Pilo, so little.
I see.
Except for an address.
Yeah. But Mr. Edu, Pak Edu already told me for tomorrow the address. So tomorrow we'll.
Langtalip
1.
Yeah, Langtalip 1 di daerah Bekasi itu. Okay, about population in Indonesia. So you know already how many people in Indonesia?
I right, but I forgot.
About more than 2 million people. But 260 million people now. So you can
That's
imagine
a lot, huh?
very crowded. So Indonesia put number 5 in the world.
Oh. It is a very population. Very big country.
When
you can't
I was
tell.
Here, it's not that many people.
Maybe still 100 million still. I still remember the song from Roma Irama, dangdut song, you know, you still remember?
I don't know.
Indonesian singer, they wrote the population at that time, at that period, around 1980, this Indonesian population still 100 million. But now 250 million. This
it's
is
a
like
lot.
100
That's why it's I know the traffic is terrible here.
Yes, correct. And then 50% population in Indonesia are staying in Java Island. And then in Jakarta itself.
How long, how far is it here to Java?
It depends on the city area. But now we have a highway toll. Like to connect from the West Java to Middle Java to East Java. So before it takes maybe from West to Middle can be 15 hours, sometimes 16 hours. But now with the highway toll, maybe can be reached in about 10 or 8 hours. Yeah, more faster. And also we have already some train, kereta api.
Train.
Commuter line. Okay, the population in Jakarta now in the night is about 4 million people. Sorry, 10 million people in the night. But in the afternoon, on the weekday, like today, can be 12 million people. Why? Because a lot of people outside Jakarta from Bogor, from Tangerang, from Bekasi, from Depok.
Oh, okay.
Come to Jakarta for working.
Yeah.
In the afternoon. Walking. Yes.
Oh, really?
And then after finish working, in the evening, back
they
to
other
places, to Jakarta, 10 million again.
Oh, so they come like from become that far?
Urban, yeah, urban. Urban city. Still a lot of development, very massive in Jakarta. So they have no choice. Possibly the contractor or the developer already signed contract long time ago, and then
to keep
they
building.
Don't care about the sinking of Jakarta. They just continue what the agreement. Yeah, in Bahasa banyak project mangkrak. Project like postpone because some of the money goes to not supposed to be like the money for the for the construction, so lot of corruption, you know,
corruption.
So the project like postpone, but now our government continue all the project must finish even with lot of money, from the investor.
But eventually, we'll sinking then.
But it takes some, maybe not very fast to sink.
Yeah.
Maybe in 50 years or 100 years. Very slowly.
So the sinking is mainly the city of Jakarta.
Yeah, mostly. But actually, other island also like, but very, very slow, yeah. Very slow, but Jakarta is like a very fast.
It's faster than most other regions.
Maybe other, maybe only 1 centimeter a year.
No, Jakarta 25.
Yeah, Jakarta 25 centimeters a year. So if we learn about the what we call it from the history, about the islands. So possibly long time ago, Indonesian area, Malaysia, Singapore, and also Thailand was in one island. There some people said, have you heard Atlantis? People said possibly in this area one island Atlantis, but in this area because has a lot of volcano, ring of fire, ring of fire and a lot of earthquake, so the island from the one big island Atlantis goes down and become so many islands.
A thousand islands.
That's correct. In Indonesia especially, and now still in progress the the sinking. I think not only Indonesia, all the world also has some process about that, especially in the Antarctic. The ice
melting.
Yes. And also the global warming,
pollution.
Okay, population, and then in geographic, yeah, and also the about the flood, you know. It's Jakarta north. In the middle of Java, they had lot of mountain. The mountain, of course, they have a river. So a lot of river goes to Jakarta. So it means if the mountain, especially like in Bogor, has a lot of mountains, a lot of rain,
half year.
The rain flows to Jakarta, and Jakarta banjir, it's like flood,
flood
too much water.
Monsoon is from November till March?
Yeah, still almost finished for the rain, and then maybe June, July, August, September is dry season.
Okay.
But now is it the end of the wet season. So Indonesia only has two season, wet and dry. Or in Bahasa, musim hujan and musim kemarau. Kemarau is wet, hujan is rain. It's just sometimes cloud, sometimes rain. In the morning was totally sunny day. Possibly in the night rain, but not much. It's almost finished.
That's good.
Yeah. We're walking through Chinatown right now. And needless to say, we just got picked up by a private tour. And we're just kind of exploring the city. We went to have a nice lunch, and it was really, really fun just seeing them, but just go absolutely crazy with all the food that they're missing all these years. It's just kind of like, imagine if you left the place you grew up. Many years have passed, 65, 70. Now you're coming back as a tourist with a tour guide. It's just kind of unconscionable, honestly.
Vihara, maybe good for you for knowledge also about the Vihara. Vihara is like a temple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was the street.
Okay. What's the, where's the other one?
It's behind us. As I was saying, my aunt and mother are just looking at everything with like a child's bewilderment and like eagerness. But it's a little tough. You got people in like a wet market or a dry market or whatever this is, driving by in scooters. They're just like kind of looking at everything, wandering. You got my aunt who's taking pictures every 5 seconds and just caught in the moment, but in reality there is a motor this little Vespa or whatever, these little mopeds, motorcycles, just driving by, and you just gotta be aware, head on the swivel. But yeah, it's just kind of amazing watching them just take in, again, like, if you haven't been back to where you were growing up for about 50, 60 years, you come back, it's vastly different. And now you are being guided by a tour guide to kind of show your own world, which you once knew many years ago. It's kind of something to behold. Like you're going, oh, it's this, oh, it's that, oh, it's this, oh my God, it's that. It's just so touching and endearing, but also kind of crazy, because I'm just watching. I was like, careful, get back out of the way. Here comes another motorcycle. Watch out, move left, look back right. Watch out, stop, look up. Why would you do it? Stop. And I'm just acting like an idiot parent, helicopter parent, honestly. I'm just acting like a insane helicopter parent right now. It's also very humid. Like, this is the humidity that I have not experienced this trip. Not at all. It's hot, it's humid, and I need to get back to AC.
Let's take a break and hear a message from a sponsor. So can you tell me, because I thought, and it makes no sense, in the 50s, to just fly out of the country. So you took a boat?
No. Hong Kong and Bobo,
English.
They traveled to China.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Chinese government sold them their area, going to build to send you the
village. The area, the village, the area, yeah.
So, but then they couldn't, yeah.
Almost like a timeshare. They're trying to sell like a property or something.
Selling property.
So like show them a property.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a book. 30,000
So 30,000 at the time in the 50s?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they tell them, oh, you invest the money there,
and then you get really high interest. Get interest enough for living, for your whole family living and more.
Uh-huh.
That's why it attract my father, Hong Kong.
Oh, don't have to work or anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you don't have to work. You just there.
So you buy the property.
And then,
so when you say interest, you mean the value, the valuation, or the whole
no,
worth? No,
the money, Hong Kong bring it, brought it there, all the saving. You just live by the interest.
You just live on interest by bringing what money you bring from Indonesia.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
But then the Chinese is lack of the
real in that time
international so money
yeah.
lacking
so they
international.
Want you to put in, you put them, they don't let you take out as a foreign currency anymore. They give you the Chinese currency, but they said the interest is really going to be high enough to provide your whole family.
Okay.
And then decided in that time. China, the local, really, really poor. A lot of people just hungry to die.
In China, a lot of people
yeah.
are just poor.
We don't know because they cover. They okay. We live in this village. Everything is good for us.
Uh-huh.
Outside, the local is really hungry and die, and they don't have food.
So they only show you the best part, or they made it look like
right.
the best
we
part.
We live like a king. They die. They don't have food, enough food or whatever.
So when touring, never saw the outside people that are poor.
Of course not. They
don't. Just showed all the people, the property that looks
they're gonna build,
with a high value.
Build the house there. It's a new house, build it.
Yeah.
And normally it's a
So they're selling. So they're selling you on the potential of what the property could be
yeah.
by investing in it.
And then besides that area is. Cemetery. Used to be a cemetery.
Used to be a cemetery.
Nobody say anything and then be found out.
Oh, so they didn't tell you that?
No, they didn't tell you.
But they
so they're
gonna
build it over there and then they just attract you so we Hong Kong stupid attract the and a lot of Hua Chi. But same thing. Attract them and then
so not just you guys were
no,
like
a whole bunch of
people.
People.
Yeah.
That's why it's the village is full of immigrants from Jakarta.
So expat from Indonesia. Recruited to
mostly from
Indonesia.
But they have
some
recruited into investing in this property. That had all this potential, they promised you
yeah.
huge return on investment
see?
And interest that you can live off of by bringing
no,
that.
They're not promising the return of the
uh-huh.
property because the property you own.
Oh, yeah, the property you make, don't know, but at least
money.
The money you bring in,
yeah.
you can live off the fat
yeah.
of your interest off that money you bring
we,
in.
We don't know, we didn't know it's outside that poor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When the 59, 60, there's a lot of people die. We didn't even know because they like the pork. You have the coupon like coupon.
Mm-hmm.
How much you can spend? How much you can eat?
Everything.
Everybody have
communism.
Energy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they have the call the a card or whatever paper.
Mm-hmm.
It say like for the outsider, just as us.
Mm-hmm.
It's special for us, take care of us. We have more, so we eat enough. We have enough to eat, never get hungry, never have nothing to eat.
So much promised.
Yeah,
yeah.
We live like a more comfortable food. We didn't know it's hungry. So we live like, oh,
okay.
it's good. We are comfortable.
I remember when in the Chinese culture revolution.
You know what they get? They get that. Like 30, 40 a month sale, a month.
So what are you saying?
I remember, but that, don't cut that out.
Mm-hmm.
Every people get $36 an hour, and a month. But doesn't mean they will suffer completely. I heard Lao Yi Sang our family, his family, his mother only taken 36, his father too. But he said that is his most happier time in the life, because they are very poor. But he said the family he told me the real story, my Masood, right? I become a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, although we are very poor, but we learn how to using that money. And such as my father has to go to the countryside to work. My mother, so my father before he left, he told his friend, please take care of my wife. So, and then the friend of his father bring a bag of the cornmeal to his mother. He said, sorry, that's all I can help you. But his mother using the cornmeal to make a lot of delicious local dessert, you know. It's cheap, very cheap. But he said, I didn't feel any suffering. I feel that so happy every day.
So some people use their own ingenuity to be able to create things out of very little. I hear about how you guys left here, because I would not
left,
thinking
left where?
Left here, like on a boat. You said, I remember you saying something about leaving on a boat.
The ship.
The ship,
boat.
Yeah.
That is a yeah. Last, that is a cruise.
Just like cruise ship, but it's old time, it's smaller or not
they
that fancy.
A liner.
Mm-hmm. Like a liner, okay, yeah.
Luxurious liner.
Yeah.
It's ship.
So you guys sold the house.
So everything.
Pack up to move, like, and get on the ship.
We pack our furniture, it's the wood, the top wood, called the batik.
Uh-huh.
Batik kayu, so it's a batik wood.
Yaumuk.
I don't know what kind, okay?
Teak.
We use the dead wood, make the container, and then put everything, put the furniture, whatever.
You disassemble the furniture. To make crates out of it.
To China, we hire a carpenter. Make the furniture
out of
using
it.
That wood.
So nothing was wasted, essentially.
But that's good wood.
No,
Gong
have the intention to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Using the good, the best teeth when Indonesia have hundreds.
So we have the good wood furniture. The best wood is really tough and strong. The best.
So it helped, so it became a storage container, the furniture.
Yeah, using the wood as
for all the belonging and stuff that you want to carry over.
And then ship it to China, and then using that wood and carpenter is higher
quality
to make the furniture. It's really smart, but you know that's how we are. So we are have the top furniture.
So then you roll this ship. For how long? How long was the trip?
1 week.
1 week?
1 week from here to China, to Shenzhen, to Hong Kong at the border.
Hong Kong border,
and
on a ship from Jakarta all the way up.
To China.
Okay.
That's a different ship.
Then you got on that ship, then you got the borderland
from Shenzhen to Canton. And then go home. That's the house that is there.
House, which was on a former cemetery plot, cemetery area.
Yeah, they already built the house.
They already built the houses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you forever hate talking about China and the Communist Revolution, with good reason. Like everything with Mao's books, all that stuff.
Because I hate.
But this hate of how they swindled the family, or tricked the family into doing that, is even before all that communism stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So you have like deep-seated history and hate for China based on not just communism, Mao, and the Red Books, but just the whole fact and the whole deal that was
cheating a lot, treat us
pretty badly,
lying to us a lot. That's why I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's
like two different big stories of the future past.
The past is make me angry.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I study, go to school, especially in the middle school.
Oh yeah, they're just going to teach you the same stuff you already hate.
Middle school, what they taught you, it's against my belief, mm-hmm. and then make me angry and angry, but I cannot say it. If I say it, they can
punish you.
Yeah.
Which is why you only have a formal eighth grade education, ninth grade education,
yeah.
about equivalent.
That's why. And you know, ninth grade is because it's not that I don't want to go. They closed down the store, the school.
School. During the revolution.
We have a big test for the final test for the English.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we don't have school anymore. So what?
So it was not even your choice. You just just close all the school.
It's not my choice. My choice is going to the university or whatever. But they suddenly said, close down. That's it. Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
No class, no school. And then we just, the whole whole China, travel it around. I went there. I went to Beijing and Shanghai. We're just kids, 15, 14 mm-hmm. years old. We just play, not really mean to, you know, learn about something. We just being naughty. And they come back, send us to the countryside.
Yeah, and then there's all this story about the countryside too, you told me before
yeah,
too.
And if you don't go to the countryside,
mm-hmm. Continue.
If you don't go countryside, the school, the controller,
mm-hmm.
come to your house every day and then talk to you. We have 3 years have mm-hmm. to go. That's why I say I go, and then they stop coming. So they too then go. I go. I went. Because they keep coming and pushing you.
Yeah.
You know? It's just annoying. That's why you say, ask me to go watch any China stuff. No, not me. I know totally what they're doing.
So, while she was going to school, you were just at home.
No, she's lower class.
Closed class. So her school is still active.
Yeah.
Just your school was closed.
But I talked to my father. That is the best thing I in my life.
To avoid that.
No, totally changed my fate.
Mm-hmm.
I said I want to do. Because one time when my father was very generous,
mm-hmm.
he said you get the two friends, go to travel around.
Oh.
So I went with two friends, she gave me very generous, forever, that's why maybe I love traveling, give me $300. By then it was $36 a month. $300 was very a lot. I was only 14 years old. 13.
Oh, besides Zhen Yi,
travel for how long?
For 1 month.
For 1 month?
And then I really changed my whole life, and then when I came back, I said, I want tutoring. At first he said, you promised a lot, mm-hmm. so you never finished. But I said, this time I will. So I learned mathematics, I learned English, I learned Chinese history, Chinese higher tutoring. That's why mm-hmm. I was
so
able to
learned,
get
she learned the most.
Yeah, I was able to get
with
the
private tutoring, not school.
And Lani, my oldest aunt, what was she doing at the time?
She stay home.
She stayed to stay home?
Yeah.
She was done with school?
No,
school is no school.
Oh, because she had no school either. You two were both about to enter the same school.
Yeah.
Okay, so she just stayed at home.
Stay home. So because I want to stop them from coming, so I went. I went to the countryside. You know, she stayed still.
And this is going to a
Canton area. Farmer.
So they're asking you to do what again?
Andrew.
Like a school, like a different school, or just
go farm.
Farm, okay. So, I've been thinking how to share the actual trip to the house. And it's a podcast, so you can only hear sound. So, we're going to play a short clip of the sounds that I recorded through video or through audio. And just to kind of take in what we were kind of going through. There's not much to glean from this. It's just going to be sounds, and we'll talk more about what we learned afterward.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember if we have one upstairs. I don't remember.
So what do you think?
Some is sort of like it. Some is not sure. Like that.
But you don't remember the stairs.
The stairs, they said used to have, don't have that. They add it.
They add that on.
Yeah.
There's the mango tree.
The mango tree, he said,
yeah.
And then the bathroom, I remember my aunt always have to take me to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. It's not close by.
It's okay.
That's look like because...
Inside
that side, the right side.
In the right side of the house.
Of the house.
So from like maybe that feels familiar.
Because we room the sofa. It's right there.
What about the stuff you felt like it was? Maybe is there anything that you felt like it didn't seem familiar?
We don't have the furniture,
you know. So, you look at it like as if you're looking at an open house and just trying to picture your own, what it looked like without other
furniture? Yeah, that's what I say, the right side is a little bit.
I felt really weird after that trip. Everyone felt like they really didn't see that house. And it just, everyone's vibe was off. Like, no one was excited to see this house. It looked really dirty. As I said, you can hear the constant meowing of cats in cages. And it just felt, I felt really, really turned off by that house. And I guess in some way we hoped it wasn't going to be, that wasn't the house, because it just had all these really bad juju in it. And I think we all felt like it was weird. And after hearing what my mom said, it's like, yeah, it's, something's wrong with it. Like, maybe it's not really the house or something like that. And I just kind of like agreed. And I'm leaving out something that happened on the day before this trip. And it kind of leads to how we definitely feel like this wasn't the house. So after we left Chinatown, in the Jakarta area, we took like a narrow like alleyway street out, and our tour guide Ridwan, he like mentioned like, yeah, so tomorrow, talking about tomorrow, what we're gonna do tomorrow, And he mentioned that you're talking about the street name is in like Bakazi. And then he said, like, yeah, this street we're like driving on is kind of like it too. And they're going, wait, what's this street name? And it sounds just like it. I can't even think to say what it is actually called. But we then kind of like asked them to stop the car just to look at the streets, the street signs, to see what is actually it is. Can we look for like the number one house or something? Because it matched that Gang De Leap address. And we kind of walked around, looked around, and then saw this one house. Didn't look at all like the house from the pictures from the past. But like any kind of house that seems to have like a little bit of like value, it is behind this high fence where you really can't see in. It's about a couple stories tall, the wall. And there's like a little door for the garage or something. It's kind of like makeshift. It's not really like really well done. It looks like kind of like what you would put up in the zombie apocalypse. Just kind of like walls or something. My aunt peered through the kind of garage door that was kind of put up and looked through the slats of the wood and looked in and saw like two Mercedes-Benz like parked behind it. And it goes to show you that there could be a lot of like high value houses in that area. And as we kind of like started to figure out, suddenly my mom started to think about this clip where she said earlier,
usually it's not much with, you know, chocolate salmon chair.
Mm-hmm.
The driver is in the back.
But those little chop-chop, or those little carts, and those little...
Yeah, you see my ice cream jar.
Scooter, the scooters.
It's the, have the driver, it's three wheel. Mm-hmm. And then the driver in the back, the customer in the front, like, going like that. It's so relaxing. And you eat ice cream.
And there you have it. Essentially, this other core memory my mom had was living in their house, taking a three-wheeled cart or push cart and loading all the kids in and taking these push carts that were kind of like the rage in that area and going for ice cream. And following up, the house was sort of close to Chinatown. Like, it was probably within a vicinity of maybe like a mile or mile and a half or 2 miles close to it. Close enough that going on a push cart there would be reasonable. Going for a push cart from Bakazi to the Chinatown area is not reasonable. And this is the kind of information I kind of wish my mom popped in her head earlier so we could actually look at the area that we were in. Because we didn't find the house, but we found the actual proper neighborhood that it should have been in if we were to truly find it. And there, as I said, there are a lot of high-value houses that are just kind of hidden or behind walls, and you have no idea what the architecture looks like, what was done in the past 70 years. So all in all, the house is probably, we located where the house was. It's in the right striking distance of a family going to a maternity house to quickly have their youngest child be born, which is my aunt. And there are just a lot of questions about whether or not the houses that still exist, because they're kind of like sheltered and kind of walled off so people can't see from the street. Because it's kind of a slum in some of these areas. It's not great. It's kind of progressed negatively over the years and doesn't look as good as it once did. And the overpopulation isn't helping. People are looking for more affordable housing, I guess, and that's just, it's not helping. And just turns out that We were kind of barking on up the wrong tree this whole time, trying to find the house. And so I don't know what to do at this point. I mentioned the other night that we could have Edu, our original tour guide, do more research, because now we have, and I share this information with Edu, and he goes, yeah, this makes complete sense. There are a lot of investors in this area. They're just kind of investing in property. You have no idea what anything looks like behind these walls. And it's just everything fits with the location, with the hospitals. There might be even a photo studio nearby if it's still in existence. And yeah, this whole time we were barking up the wrong tree. So maybe I'll throw some money at Edu and have him like just continue looking at it so we just know. And then eventually maybe he'll find it. And then maybe we'll come back someday, but most likely not. It's quite a journey just to fly all the way 16, 17 hours to Singapore and then another hour or so to Jakarta just to see the house like this. So yeah, in a sense, the trip wasn't a failure. We ultimately didn't get our goal to actually find the house, and the street seems to be like the name changes constantly, so we're really gonna have to like look at records and stuff, and it's just too much to take on for one trip in this amount of short time and this amount of kind of realization. I don't feel like I failed because we're just kind of incomplete this whole time, but I kind of wish we were able to find it. I just thought it'd be like kind of a nice way to like end this whole story of looking for it. But life never really works out the way you hope it to. It's not like a movie. And I think the look on my mom's face, my aunt's face, this whole trip of just getting to eat all the foods that they've been missing and like kind of craving, and just going on this trip, and there's been like arguments. My mom's a little hard to get along with personally, and that didn't improve at all this trip. There's certain things that just continue to happen, but the good parts of this trip, I watched them like just enjoy seeing these foods, pointing at the foods, telling me to eat this, eat that. It's been really fun. It's been an experience that I hope any of you guys who listen to this can experience in some way or fashion. Traveling with family when you're a little bit older is a bear, and I don't know if it's for everybody, but I'm really glad I did this, and I had ideas of what this Jakarta trip was going to be like, and it's definitely not what I expected. It's different, unexpected, and ultimately we didn't get our goal of finding the house, but I had fun along the way. Social Dragonfly is created, edited, and produced by me, Andrew Lee. It is made with Adobe software. It is hosted by Anchor, a Spotify company. Special thanks to Aduro the band, who gave me permission to use their music.